So sea level rise and melting of the ice caps is evidence for global warming. Do you know what permafrost is? Probably not. Permafrost is an area that has frozen ground. So it's a sort of ecosystem. The word permafrost refers to frozen ground. With warming temperatures, that frozen soil and ground is melting and the water is being released. So these are all observations which scientists are making, which are suggesting that global warming is occurring on a scale that has not been experienced before, in that it is happening quickly. So more evidence for global warming. I'm sure you will have read about the changing weather patterns, the problems of storms and floods. You will have read about this in the newspapers, heard about it on the news. In England, we suffered the wettest winter in the year 2000, wettest winter on record. There are many, many pieces of evidence, many, many examples that our weather patterns are changing. These are just small little bits of the pattern. It's all little examples within the overall pattern. But overall, the meteorologists are suggesting that there are changing patterns of weather, which could be attributed to global warming, to an increase in global temperature. There is also evidence from the plants and animals living in the natural world. We are cosseted from changing temperature to some degree, in that we are warm in our houses or cool in our houses. But the natural world, the plants and the animals, are open to the elements, and therefore they are good indicators of changing environments. And there are many examples of animals and plants changing their patterns of behaviour, reproduction, in response to the changes in temperature linked with global warming. One little example of a change in animals' behaviour is that it is observed that our birds in England are nesting 2 weeks earlier than 30 years ago. So spring is coming earlier. It's getting warmer earlier in the spring. So that's just one little example of how, in this case, an animal is indicating that the climate is changing. Another indicator of changing temperatures is that El Nino. Have you heard of El Nino? Do you know what it is? Yeah? It's a particular pattern of weather that is due to a switch in the direction and intensity of ocean currents and winds in the Pacific Ocean. Now, this is an event that in the past has typically occurred every 4 to 7 years. It's an obvious effect because it leads to a bonanza of fish being available at particular times on the northern coast of South America. But with global warming, it seems that the frequency of El Nino is changing. It's becoming more frequent and it's causing these massive effects, weather disruption, droughts in the southern United States, etc. So the most important point to realise here is that El Nino, which has had a regular sort of 7-year pattern, is changing. And that change, the frequency, the fact that it's becoming more frequent, is thought to be linked to global warming, a change in our climate. So, if you go back to the first sheet you had, where we made a list of the main topics we are going to cover today, you'll see that we have by now looked at past rhythms in climate and concentrations of atmospheric carbon dioxide, those long-term changes. We've looked at evidence for global warming.